quite a startling headline on the editorial from Business Day Today, a business publication that tends to admire fiscal probity and urge restraint. Headline, "Just Buy the Diesel Enoch. The finance minister should strain every last muscle to put Eskom on the path to save what's left of SA's dashed economic hopes." Enoch Godongwana is trying to apply fiscal discipline to Eskom. He's saying there's no money left for the diesel. They've blown their diesel budget. Therefore, they have to make do with what they have. Business Day says the vicious cycle created by a lack of power is so insidious that Godongwana's ministry should be straining every last muscle to get Eskom on the right path. Failure to do so will lay waste to whatever economic aspirations we have left. Kanti Pai joins me now, economist and founding director of Nascence Advisory and Research. Kanti Pai, a very good afternoon. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Do you agree with this? Should the minister be busting the bank and giving Eskom yet more billions simply because the economic crisis is so great?
Look, I mean, I think the anxiety that we are feeling, I think I'm one of the people when I first heard this, and I said, what else have we got? Because I suppose in a very big way, all of us have been waiting for the Eskom restructuring and making sure that we are back on such stable power, stable power source that we need. And quite frankly, the editorial is quite correct about the kind of damage that's being done by Eskom not being able to provide the power, especially to small and medium enterprises that actually rely sometimes on just a few hours of stock that can go wrong if you actually are opening hours that you don't have. But at the same time, the minister is probably pushing Eskom to finally actually get to the right path of sustainability. And also, you'll remember that there's already been also the minister makes a commitment through the budget to Parliament saying, listen, this is the funds that we've got. This is what we're going to give to Eskom. This is what we're going to give to Transnet. This is what we'll give to departments and municipalities. And to actually find money out of elsewhere is actually a need to amend that compromise to say, look, we're coming back with a begging bowl. And I think he's made very strong commitments around how these entities must be sustainable by themselves. And to break that has also its own implications.
Yeah, and we do forget, as we have a power crisis, that Eskom is also a debt crisis to the nation. Its debt level is actually big enough to be a threat to our economy.
Certainly, and actually there has been some compromise. Remember during the budget that the minister said the government is willing to help in the restructuring of that, this discussion around taking some of that debt so that to allow Eskom to be able to free up some capacity to borrow more. So it is now on Eskom's side to actually try as far as possible to handle this in a much better manner than they have. I think it's difficult to say, look, this is a lifeline that Eskom has been given over time. This is some of the taxpayer is already taking up some of that in terms of the restructuring of their debt profile. And so the minister has already said all of that work just being done. So to ask the taxpayer to sort of find money elsewhere can actually also be a problem, because how do you wean off Eskom from from state funds or from taxpayer funds without them being able to actually to sustain themselves in a manner that it seems that they are not? But also, is supplying money for diesel a sustainable solution or a short-term one that doesn't really help anyone in the long term? So these are really difficult both fiscal questions, but also economic questions and small businesses, and obviously have implications on jobs. So there's no easy way out except to say, also, where else could this money be invested? Some people will say, actually take this diesel money and help people support themselves by funding, say, solar power or weaning themselves off Eskom. So there are all these other discussions around how you can use the money better rather than keep plunging it into what seems now to be a never-ending hole.
Kanti Pai, thank you very much indeed. Economist and founding director of Nascence Advisory and Research on the line from Johannesburg.